Global opinions toward the United States and China are shifting. The Pew Research Center just came out with results from a new survey. It's based on more than 42,000 respondents in 36 different countries. And in a big change from recent years, China is now viewed more favorably than the U.S. in most of the world. The survey results showed that respondents in just 6 countries, out of 36 total, expressed a more positive opinion of the U.S. than China. At the same time, Ann Scott Tyson reports from Washington, the policy process for China has broken down. That's at least in part because the Trump administration has sidelined its own China experts. It's one of our top stories at the Christian Science Monitor. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 16th. I'm Matthew Bell in Boston. First, we've got a curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. President Donald Trump called on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to continue the use of traffic stops. The agency had instructed field office directors to pause the practice. That was following the deaths of 2 men during traffic stops over the past week. On Monday, an ICE agent shot and killed a Colombian man in Biddeford, Maine. The incident took place 6 days after another ICE agent shot a Mexican citizen in Houston, Texas. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said traffic stops are an important and effective crime-fighting tool. Activists have called for independent investigations into these incidents and for ICE agents to wear body cameras. Venezuela took a key step toward democratic transition. The government in Caracas said it will begin formal talks on August 1st with the long-excluded political opposition. The negotiations will involve opposition politician Dinora Figuera, who recently returned from exile in Spain. However, opposition party leader Maria Corina Machado appears to be excluded. Public anger at the government has been growing in Venezuela in the wake of twin earthquakes that devastated parts of the country last month. There is still no timetable for national elections. Also, scientists found sugar in the space between stars. Using 2 single-dish radio telescopes, astronomers detected the presence of the 4-carbon sugar erythrolose in space. The sugar naturally occurs in raspberries and also is a key element found in some tanning lotions. It was discovered in what's called the interstellar medium in space, a cloud of gas, dust, and radiation that exists between stars. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. With many of the hawkish voices on China muted or sidelined, the Trump administration has a dearth of seasoned China hands, raising questions about who is helping guide U.S. policy toward China. Other countries may be taking note. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Washington for The Monitor. Despite bombings in Damascus, including when France's president was in town, Syrians voice confidence in their safety. At the same time, they distrust official information, leaving room for conspiracy theories that reflect the real security issue Syria faces. Taylor Luck reports from Damascus, Syria, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump's desire to control the flow of information from his administration includes a move to subject federal workers to non-disclosure agreements. A policy proposal raises questions about free speech and government transparency. Victoria Hoffman reports for The Monitor. President Donald Trump says his move to dramatically shrink 2 Utah national monuments will open the land to needed energy extraction. Opponents say they are heartbroken and they expect a new fight over the importance of federal lands. Story Hinckley reports from Escalante, Utah, for The Monitor. Classic stories like The Odyssey don't often make great movies, but as our film critic writes, it's no accident that many great literary adaptations showcase great performances. Great actors bring inner lives outward. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on U.S. data integrity and credibility. Numbers don't lie, it's been said, but statistics, another adage goes, are a different matter. Countless Americans, however, regularly rely on publicly available government statistics to inform major spending, employment, and investment decisions. They include tech titans, stock traders, and farmers, as well as local planning boards, mom-and-pop businesses, and families. Individual and institutional confidence in the credibility of official data from the United States, the world's largest economy, is the grease that helps keep the engines of global productivity and commerce humming. And as with most engines, a timely top-up helps ensure smooth and predictable functioning, avoiding hiccups or holdups. Wednesday's Senate committee vote advancing the nomination of a new head for the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics can be viewed in that light. The BLS, one of 13 major federal statistics agencies, has operated without a permanent commissioner for nearly a year. Last August 1st, President Donald Trump abruptly fired the BLS head after the Bureau issued a larger-than-expected downward revision of annual jobs created. Mr. Trump claimed the numbers were rigged, an assertion widely disputed by experts on Wall Street in academia. Nevertheless, four economists decided this event provided a rare opportunity to study the value of trustworthy official statistics. The increase in public and private sector uncertainty after the August 2025 dismissal, they calculated, implied a reduction in output of roughly $20 billion from delays or declines in production and employment. Current BLS commissioner candidate Brett Matsumoto, if confirmed, will need to allay future uncertainties and shore up perceptions of the Bureau's reliability and impartiality. Fulfilling the mission of the BLS to accurately measure this data does require independence from political interference, he affirmed during his June committee vetting. But he also noted concerns about declining survey response rates and stressed the need to explore alternative data sources and improve transparency and communication with data users. Ordinary citizens and businesses can play a role in these efforts. While more than two-thirds of Americans believe federal statistics are important for decision-making and understanding our society, only about half say they trust those numbers. These conflicting views reflect a broader decline in social trust, as well as fatigue with frequent online and cell phone inquiries from often unknown sources. But as a former BLS commissioner has pointed out, to participate as a citizen in the life of the Republic might occasionally warrant responding to legitimate requests for information that serves the public good. In this way, individuals and institutions stand to benefit. Public data is one of our few shared foundations, a system built on trust, neutrality, and transparency, Neil Mahoney, director of Stanford University's Institute for Economic Policy Research, said on a recent podcast. Defending the integrity of public data is not just a bureaucratic concern, it's a democratic one. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares that when our circumstances change, God, divine life, remains the firm foundation of our lives and maintains our peace. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Tim Malone, and Donald Keough. I'm Matthew Bell. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.